Drive Time on RT Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When it comes to pensions, performance counts. Speak to a financial broker about a Zurich pension.
Now, as we've been discussing, Israel commemorates the first anniversary of the October 7th attacks by Hamas today, and the Israeli Prime Minister, Benjamin Netanyahu, reiterated his commitment to bring home the hostages being held in Gaza and warned the mission is not yet completed. But what of those Israelis who are opposed to the war and want peace between Israel and its neighbours on this day of all days? Well, we're joined now by the National Co-Director of Standing Together, Israel's largest Arab-Jewish grassroots movement, Alonli Green. And Alonli, you're very welcome to the programme this evening. Can you tell us about the mood in Israel today?
Thank you for having me. The mood is tough. The mood is very, very tough. The streets at this moment are empty. They were not very full during the day, but right now you cannot see a person alive outside. People feel in trauma, in shock, devastated. It feels as if every moment of this day reminds us of what we did, what we read, what we saw at this time a year ago. It is sickening to listen to our prime minister at this moment saying things about the hostages, while we all know that there are 101 hostages, Israeli hostages, still in the tunnels of Hamas, and that his government refused to sign a deal, refuse to bring them back home because they don't want to pay the price of ending this war. And there is a collective feeling of sadness and grief and trauma. And I think that this day today showed us or reminded us that we're not in the post-traumatic phase yet. We're still deep, deep, deep in the trauma itself.
The last time we spoke to you, Alonli, it was when there were huge protests on the streets in Israel against Benjamin Netanyahu and his approach to the hostage negotiations and the ceasefire negotiations. People feeling that he wasn't taking it seriously and they wanted the hostages home. Now, since then, obviously, there's been many developments, not least the incursion of Israel into Lebanon and now war for Israel, I suppose, on multiple fronts. Do you think that that has led to the likelihood of the hostages coming home and also a ceasefire in Gaza to become less likely?
Yes, I think that instead of ending this war, the government is developing and storming into new fronts. Instead of ending what we see in Gaza, the killing, the destruction, the lack of ability to release the hostages, we're seeing a new front and another front and another front. And it seems that before we will be able to even blink, we will be deep inside a regional war that will put millions of people in daily existence of shelters and fear. And right now, seeing that choosing the war in Lebanon instead of the deal in Gaza is a very, very strong message of our extreme government that yet again tells us they care nothing about our lives, but they care about their jobs and positions and power. And it is very, very devastating.
I know Netanyahu has said that his main motivation for starting to attack Hezbollah in Lebanon was because of those 60,000 Israelis who have been forced to move from the north of Israel because of rocket attacks from Hezbollah into the north of Israel. But I wonder, do you think that he also was motivated by the domestic pressure he was coming under to come to some sort of ceasefire agreement in Gaza, and that this was, in a way of focusing attention away from what was happening in Gaza?
Most definitely, yes. I think it is his way to push away the criticism of not releasing the hostages, pushing away the pressure of other governments to sign the deal of the ceasefire. And the reality is that before the new front with Lebanon developed, there were 60,000 Israelis living under the rockets of Hezbollah. But today we're talking about 3.5 million people that now are under the rockets of Hezbollah daily and hourly. So we know already that the war will end eventually with a diplomatic agreement. Hezbollah will still exist. Hamas will still exist. And what can be reached months ago or can be still reached right now will be reached in a few months or maybe a year, but with a high, high price of countless lives on both sides, on all sides, lost, and many, 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 many blood and of children and women and men, elderly, that will be spilled.
And how would you assess the mood then in Israel when it comes to this war on multiple fronts? Because I know when there was that multiple rocket attack or missile attack from Iran, there was a sense of Israelis pulling together in the face of them being under attack. And others that we've spoken to have suggested that there is now stronger support for Netanyahu than ever before.
I need to set something clear. In every poll, in a very consistent method right now, we see that Netanyahu and his coalition are losing. In every consistent poll, there is a very strong majority for a ceasefire agreement that will bring back the hostages and end the war in Gaza. And even after the new invasion to Lebanon, we see that 54% of the Israeli public still is against the expansion of the world, of the war to the Lebanese front. Yes, Netanyahu is able to present, because of all the latest actions and moves he did, to present himself as, you know, a person that is killing and moving and talking with us about security. But still, the feeling within the Israeli public is not of safety or security. When you run to the shelter because all of a sudden you get a message to your phone that Iran is about to attack you with hundreds of missiles, you are afraid. You don't feel stick together. You don't feel solidarity. You don't feel proud of your government. You feel fear. This fear is a really real fear, and it is brought to us because of our government. That is not to say that we have empathy or sympathy or support to the disgusting regimes like the one in Iran or to Hezbollah or Hamas, all that are responsible for atrocities. That is not to say, but we are Israeli citizens. We are not coming to complain against other governments. We have our own government that is responsible to the real miseries of our lives, and this is not a feeling of safety.
Alan Lee Green, thank you very much for joining us again on the programme this evening.